All right, so let's go ahead and pray and ask the Lord to bless as we look into the book of Joshua. Sa pag-aaral natin sa aklat ng Joshua. Let's pray and ask God to bless them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the time you've given us to study the Bible. I certainly pray that you would encourage our hearts, Lord, as we derive biblical truth from the Word. I pray you would strengthen us in our hearts concerning the Word of God, that we would all have a heart of faith, willing to receive the biblical truth and implement the truth into our lives. We ask for the victory that is in Christ Jesus for today, and we ask these things in His name. Amen and amen. All right, so nasa Book of Joshua tayo. So last week, introduction sa aklat ng Joshua. And today, we're going to go through the first five chapters, no? So alam natin yung Book of Joshua nakabahagi sa tatlong bahagi. So there is the preparation, tapos conquest, and so on and so forth. So tatlong bahagi yan. So we're going to look at the first section from chapters Joshua here, chapter 1 hanggang 5, preparation. Preparations, chapter 1 to 5, to conquer the land of Canaan. So now we are looking at chapter number 1, Joshua chapter 1. So let's read the first 9 verses. So chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. Let's read it together. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, have I given it unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness unto this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and be very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For therein shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So itong binasa natin, ito ay bahagi ng introduction to the book of Joshua. We will call this the call of God to Joshua. So God calls to Joshua. Now, in the concluding chapters ng aklat ng Deuteronomy, this would be the book before Joshua, God had already designated Joshua to be the leader who will take over after the death of Moses. So hindi mystery na yung susunod na leadership ay si Joshua. Now, we remember from last week, anong yung pangalang Joshua? It comes from Jehoshua, And it means, do you know what it means? Do you remember what it means? Savior. Or Jehovah is Savior. So yung pangalang Jehovah, that is the most personal name of God. So kung baga tayo, meron tayong iba't ibang mga pangalan. I am called Billy by my wife and my mom. They call me Billy. And really, most of my friends call me Billy. Pero hindi yan ang aking formal name. You know, my real formal name, William Kenneth Akala Hardecker Jr. Okay? So, haba, kasi may akala pa, Tagalog. So, okay? And so, ganun din ang Diyos. God has several names and several titles. So, Jesus is a name. Christ is a title. Hindi apelido ang Kristo, no? So, pagdating naman kay Lord or Jehovah, yan ang pinaka-personal name ni Jehovah. Lord. So, yung Jehovah, Hebrew, isasalin sa English, sinali ng mga translators, Panginoon. All capital L-O-R-D. Tinan mo ang Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. So, sa likod ng English ay yung Hebrew word Jehovah. Okay? Not Yahweh. So, popular sa mga evangelicals and other religious movement, yung pangalang Yahweh. That is foreign sa scriptures. Ibig sabihin, kaya sinasabing Yahweh, hindi nila binibigyang pansin yung Hebrew vowel points ng Hebrew. Okay? So, yung pangalan ko, Billy. My personal name. Ano yung vowels dito?
I.
Eh, halimbawa, palitan natin yan. Gawin natin bully. Oh.
Naiba.
So, ingatan natin na huwag, we don't call God Yahweh because the vowels are not the same. Yung consonants, medyo parehas. Yeah, Y, W, H, walang problema doon. Ang problema, sa Hebrew, meron silang tinatawag nating vowel points. And they, the Hebrew for Y, H, W, H, is E and A. E, O, A, Jehovah. Not Yahweh. Dalawang vowel lang ang Yahweh. So, malaking pagkakaiba pag pinalitan mo yung vowel. So, kaya we hold to the Hebrew Masoretic text na pinanggalingan naman isinalin sa English ng King James Bible. Kaya, yung mga salin ngayon, ang mga modernong salin, halimbawa itong NIV, ESV, these are modern translations, yung Hebrew na ginagamit nila ay Septuagintia na inimbento ng 1800s o di kaya Dead Sea Scrolls or Septuagint and others na ilinagay nila sa level ng Masoretic text. At mali na yon. That is wrong. That is error. Kaya gumagamit tayo ng King James at hindi yung NIV or yung ESV kasi yung mga salin na ito ay base sa maling Old Testament Hebrew text. Okay? So, let's go back to this verse number 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. So again, from verse 1 hanggang 9 is the call of God to Joshua. So, ang ini-emphasize dito ay yung presence ng Panginoon. What is the presence of God? Kung nasaan si Lord? Kung nasaan siya? Yun ang presensya. Tama ba yun? Tagalog ng presence, presensya ng Diyos. Is that right? Okay. So where is God today? Do you sense the presence of God?
Yes.
You should, especially pag Lord's Day. Kasi sa Lord's Day, sabi ng Panginoon, when two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. So nandito sa kalagitnaan natin si Lord Jesus Christ according to the promise of His Word. And so we ought to sense the presence of the Lord. We have the presence of the Lord. At itong presence ng Panginoon ang pinangako ng Diyos kay Joshua. Joshua, be strong. I will be with you. And so be strong. God's presence reassures Joshua. Ngayon, ang responsibility ni Joshua dito, tingnan mo yung verse number 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses. So sinong importante? I or si Moses?
I.
Si God. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. So Joshua, I and Joshua, who's important?
I.
God. Alright, so sa kapanunan natin ngayon, sinong importante? Bill or God?
God.
So you see, yung confidence natin, wag ilagay sa tao. I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen? Aren't you glad? You will never be forsaken by God. As long as kilala mo si Jesus Christ bilang iyong Panginoon, iyong tagapagligtas, I will never forsake thee. Kaya ang tao, pag Kristiyano siya, alam niya ligtas siya. Kasi yung presensya ng Diyos, hindi na maaalis sa kanya yon. So, do you have the confidence of the presence of God? You should. If you know Him as your Lord and Savior. Ngayon, kung hindi ka malabo, malabo yung testimony mo, kailan mo siya tinanggap, ewan ko, basta lumaki na lang ako sa church, basta sa ulap, nakita ko yung ibon, na napakaganda ng pakiramdam ko. Yung basihan mo ay yung sarili. Hindi ho yan foundation. Ang foundation, yung salita ng Diyos. Kaya alam ko na ako ay saved. Sinabi ng salita ng Diyos, pag ikaw ay nagsisi, tumanggap sa Panginoon, ikaw ay may buhay na walang hanggan, ay nangako ang Diyos. At hindi siya tao na magsisinungaling. So yung, this is so important, I will not forsake thee. Ngayon, may responsibility si Joshua sa presence ng Panginoon. By the way, maraming mga Kristiyano ngayon naghahanap ng presence experience ng Panginoon. At ang akala nila, kapag nakarinig ako ng music, doon mararamdaman ko ang presence ng Panginoon. That is false. We don't look to music to feel the presence of God. We sense the presence of God through the Holy Spirit when we are in the Word of God. You see that? Kaya napaka-importante every day. We have to be in the Word of God. We have to read the Bible every day. Kasi tuwing binubuksan natin ito, doon yung presence ng Panginoon. God meets with us when we meet with Him. And we don't need music to create the atmosphere of worship. Maling-mali ang mga churches ngayon na contemporary churches na tingnan mo yung music program nila, isang oras. Ha? Yung pag-aawit nila, pagsasayaw nila, pagtutugtog nila. 1 hour yung preaching. 15 minutes. Time in the Word of God, limited. Pero yung music, over and over and over again. Parang in a trance. We're in a worship trance. Yan, patas-tas pa ng kamay. Parang antena, hinahanap yung frequency. Nasaan yung frequency ng Panginoon? Ano ka, robot? What? Is that how we sense God? Do we sense God with our hands? With our feeling? No. We sense God through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And so, yun ang binigay sa atin ng Diyos. Now, in all this, Moses is given the presence of God. Ngayon, yung presence ng Panginoon ang magpapalakas sa kanya. Look at verse 6. Be strong. Ngayon, yung be strong, paulit-ulit yan. Makikita mo yan. Verse 6. Look at verse 9. Have not I command thee? Be strong. Okay? Where else do we see that? Let's see. Look at verse 18. Ito naman, yung mga tao. The people echoed what God said to Joshua. And the people said, only be strong. So, the presence of God ought to strengthen the believer. The presence of God ought to strengthen the believer. Now, are we responsible for the presence of God? No, we are not. God promises His presence to us forever. He will not forsake us. Pero yung pagiging malakas, being strong, that is our responsibility. Na magkaroon tayo ng lakas, tayo ang mananagot doon dahil iniutos yan ng Diyos. God commanded Joshua, based upon His presence, to be strong. Hey Joshua, don't be afraid. I know there are giants in the land of Canaan. I know it looks impossible. I know what you're going to have to go through, but be strong, Joshua, and be courageous. Don't be afraid. I am with you. So, ito ang challenge sa atin bilang Kristiyano. Let me ask you a question. Are you strong? How does a Christian become strong? Strong in what? Be strong in your mind, in yourself? No. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in His Word. Be strong. Now, yung Hebrew word strong is the same Hebrew word in Exodus. Go over to Exodus. Exodus chapter 21. Let me see here. So the Lord warned Moses, Exodus chapter 21. Na pag humarap siya kay Pharaoh, patitigasin niya ang kanyang puso. God will harden Pharaoh's heart. Now, I don't find the passage here. Anyway, but sabi niya, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Do you have a concordance on that? Or, anyway, just look it up in the book of Exodus. So, I will harden his heart. Patitigasin niya ang puso ni Pero. Yung harden, yung word harden, is the same word translated strong. Dito sa Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Strong. Okay? So, pansinin ninyo, sa Exodus, sabi ng Panginoon, patitigasin ko ang puso ni Pharaoh. Sa Joshua, I will strengthen Joshua's heart through my presence. I will strengthen you. Be strong. Okay? So, saan ito? 10:20 ba? Something na ko nga. I want. What does it say?
421.
Oh yeah, 421, that's what it is. Okay, 4:21. Ito yung unang beses na sinabi dito. Okay? Exodus 4:21. The Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest, return into Egypt, see that thou do all the wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Kumbaga, I will strengthen Pharaoh's heart. I will harden him. I will strengthen him in his pride. So, ang point nito ay, kung ano ang laman ng heart ng tao, yon ang ipapalakas ng Diyos sa kanya. If your heart, like Pharaoh, is without the word of God, and disregard the word of God, patitigasin ka ng Panginoon sa rebellion at saka sa pride. Pero kung yung heart mo, katulad ni Joshua, na bukas at tumatanggap sa salita ng Diyos, patitigasin ng Diyos yung iyong heart sa tama, sa Panginoon. Does that make sense? Is that clear? Okay, so the presence of God strengthens Joshua. And so, anong laman ng puso natin ngayon? Let me ask you a question. Do you have faith in your heart towards God? Oh. Ang mangyayari ngayon, pag nakarinig ka ng Bible preaching, patitigasin ng Diyos yung heart mo sa tama. Does that make sense? Oh. Kung nakaupo ka ngayon dyan, nakikinig, pero yung heart mo, salungat sa Diyos, lalo kang magiging salungat. Okay, so we have to watch, be careful with our heart. Pharaoh did not take care of his heart, and that's why God hardened it. It's not God, it's what Pharaoh had in his heart. He had pride. Joshua, it's not Joshua. What did Joshua have in his heart? Faith. And so God hardened him in faith, strengthened him in faith. So you need to know that from the Hebrew word strong or hardened, same word. All right? Now, tingnan mo ang pangako ng Diyos. He has to stay in the Word of God. Verse number 8, napaka-popular verse ito, di ba? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Anong book of the law? What book of the law? Joshua? Malamang alam ni Joshua ang contents ng unang limang aklat ng Bible. Itong pinaka-anim na aklat, this is the sixth book. So, sinusulat pa yung book ni Joshua habang buhay pa si Joshua. Pero sa conclusion, nung namatay na si Joshua, na-conclude din yung book niya na isali sa canon of scriptures. Pero sa ngayon, ano yung mga scriptures na alam ni Joshua? What book of the law? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Number, Deuteronomy, and Job. Kasi yung Job nangyari sa loob ng Genesis. Remember, Job was during the time of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. More likely, Jacob. Nung kapanahon ni Jacob yan. And so, Job, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Number, Deuteronomy. So, this is the book of the law that most likely Joshua knew about. Joshua had. And the promise of God is, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So, question. Meron bang word of God si Joshua? Yes. May kulang ba yung word na yon? Wala. Oh. So he has the perfectly inspired and preserved law of God. Is that right? Law of the Lord, right? Okay, so do we have the law of the Lord today? Amen. Is it perfectly inspired and preserved? Amen. Yes. Where do we find it? The King James Bible. In our Bibles, the King James Bible. Huh? So, mas blessed pa nga tayo kesa kay Joshua. Kasi hindi lang anim yung books natin. Plus 60. 66 books binigay sa atin ng Diyos. And if we hold to this book and let it not depart out of our mouth, kung ano yung blessing and prosperity and good success na binigay ng Diyos kay Joshua, ibibigay rin ng Diyos sa atin. We have the promise of good success and prosperity. Now, hindi ko sinasabi magiging easy ang buhay. In fact, magiging challenging ang buhay. Kasi maraming hindi pwedeng gawin. Hindi kami pwedeng ganon. Hindi kami pwedeng ganito. Sabi ng Word of God. Pero I tell you, ang sarap ng buhay kapag itong inuuna mo. Biro mo, pag may pangangailangan ka, magpe-pray ka, pakikinggan ka ng Diyos. Yung presence ng Panginoon is with you. Ha? Huh? Oh, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Do you believe that God intended to give His word and for us to lose it? Hindi. Eh kung inutusan kita, yung word ng Lord, hindi mawawala sa iyong bibig, ibig sabihin, poprotektahan ko yung word para nandyan yan sa'yo. It will be available for you. So this is part of Joshua's bibliology, doctrine of the Bible. So the Bible teaches verbal preservation of the very words. Verbal nga, words. So, our Bible is verbally preserved and inspired of God. All right, so we have that. Tingnan mo yung utos dito, verse number 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Observe to do all. So, para itong dun sa Great Commission ng Matthew 28. Do you remember Matthew 28? Let's go over to Matthew chapter 28. You wonder where the Lord Jesus Christ got the idea of observing to do all things whatsoever is written. Well, he most likely got it from Joshua chapter 1. Pero tingnan mo, Joshua. Matthew chapter 28 verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So, in the Old Testament, God wants His people to observe all of His words. In the New Testament, God wants His people to observe all the words of His commandments. So let me ask you a question. If God wants us to observe all His words, do we have to have all His words? Yes! Unrealistic expectation. Kung halimbawa sabihin niya, ingatan mo, obserbahan mo lahat ng aking utos. O Lord, saan lahat ng iyong mga utos? Ay wala. Nawala. Mula nung binigay ko kay Moises. Ano yan? 1406 BC hanggang 2024. Wala. And nawala. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is, you cannot observe to do all things if you don't have all things. And so we have to believe that we have the words of the Lord. These are the words of the Lord. And we are to observe to do all, lahat, all. So, meron bang utos ang Panginoon na optional? Wala. Lahat ng command ng Panginoon, walang option. Kaya, may option ba ang tao na huwag baligtas? Pwede siyang pumili. May choice siya. Pero kung susunod siya sa Diyos, may option ba? Lord, ayaw kong maligtas. Kalooban ba ng Diyos yon? Hindi. Gusto ng Diyos maligtas ang lahat. Oh, so lahat ngayon, halimbawa, maligtas ka. Anong susunod na utos ng Diyos? Magpabaptize. Pwede bang sabihin ng tao, Lord, gusto ko ligtas lang ako pero ayaw ko magpabaptize. Pwede ba yon? Hindi talaga pwede yon. Kaya nga binigyan tayo ng word para alam natin yung next hakbang. Oh, ngayon na nabaptize ka, anong susunod na hakbang? Maging member sa isang Biblical Baptist Church. May option ba? Diyan na lang. Mag-a-attend na lang ako, pero hindi ako sasali. Oh, tigas ng ulo ng tao, no? Creative. Creative ang tao. O yung iba nga, sumali, pero hindi naman maayos yung membership. Mm. Nung sumali ka sa church, nangako ka. So, susuportahan ko ang church, magiging member ako, magkocontribute ako, I will be faithful. O, kumusta na yung faithfulness mo? Mm. Bungi ang attendance. Mm. Does that please God? Doesn't please God. Okay? So, and so on and so forth. God wants us to observe, to do all, everything, all. And then, paano natin maobserbahan ang all? We trust in the presence of God. Ang Diyos, kung humingi ka ng tulong sa Diyos, Lord, ikaw nag-utos sa akin na mag-church. O, tulungan mo ako mag-church. O, sa palagay mo, tutulungan ka ng Diyos mag-church. Absolutely. Yung hindi nag-church, ayaw lang mag-church. Hindi nakakabigbigay lugod sa Diyos yon. You're not pleasing God. If you can go to church and you choose not to, you are disobeying all things. Oh. And so on and so forth. So, all right. So ang condition, verse 7, only be thou strong and be very courageous that thou mayest observe. So be strong and observe to do all the law, according to all the law. Yun ang dalawang condition ng Panginoon. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Okay? All right. So susunod na section, yung utos naman ni Joshua sa mga namumuno. Verse 10. And 11, let's read it together. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals. For within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in and possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Okay, so lahat tayo merong green notebook. Ito yung Bible geography notebook natin. Okay? Huwag niyong iuwi ito. Para lang sa atin ito pag nagsa Sunday school tayo dito. We have a green notebook. So, tingnan mo ang page, let's see, map 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Map 5. Tingnan mo ang map number 5. Ganito siya. Map number 5. At saka nakasulat doon, Joshua and the Conquest of Canaan map. Do you see that? Ikalima. Fifth map. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth map. Ayan, nakasulat. Joshua. Okay? So, ito ngayon ang mapa ng Israel. At dito natin makikita yung strategy ni Joshua. So, sabi ni Joshua sa mga namumuno, maghanda na kayo. Maghanda. Prepare. So, this is a key word for success. Kung gusto mo maging successful, mag-prepare. Huwag ka lang basta-basta sumulong. Kailangan prepare. Amen?
Amen. Mm.
Prepare. By the way, ang buhay Kristiyano ay preparation lang. Para saan, Brother Bill? Para humarap tayo sa Panginoon sa kanyang judgment seat. So every, believe me ha, I know in my heart, I am preparing you to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my assignment. Pero ang buhay Kristiyano is our whole life as a Christian is a life of preparation. We have to prepare to meet the Lord. And if you want a good review, you better prepare now. Okay? So, lahat ng ginagawa natin, I'm teaching and preaching the Word of God to prepare you so you can preach and teach the Word of God. Kanino ko ituturo yung mga salita ng Diyos? Sa mga kamag-anak mo, sa kapitbahay mo, sa mga kaibigan mo, pati rin yung sa kaaway mo, turuan mo ng salita ng Diyos para talagang may dahilan sila magalit sa iyo. But here you see map number 1 sa gitna dito, sa ilalim, bandang ilalim. You see 1, Abel Shittim. Oh, Shittim. Yan yung lupa na kung saan nakatayo si Joshua at saka yung mga namumuno. Pre-prepare niya sila na pumasok. Ayan, number two, Jericho. That's the first city that they will be taking over. Okay, and we'll learn more about that next week. But God wants, this is the land. Ito yung land na pinag-uusapan. What is the land? It says here, verse 11, pass ye through the host, command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals for 3 days. Ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in and possess the land. What land? Well, it's the land of Canaan. So, sino yung ninuno ng mga Israelites na sinabi ng Diyos, umalis ka dyan sa Babylonia, pumunta ka sa Canaan? Sino yon? Sino? Abraham. Tama. Si Abraham, tiga Ur of the Chaldees. He's from the Ur of the Chaldees. Did you know why God chose Abraham? Remember, Abraham's father is Terah. And Terah had a brother, Nahor. Oh, Terah and Nahor. Why did God choose Abraham? Because, naalala niyo yung anak ni Noah? Those three sons of Noah? Shem, Ham, Japheth. Si Shem ang lolo ni Abraham. Shem taught Abraham the fear of the Lord. And of all the family of Shem, Abraham listened to his grandfather. Buhay pa pala si Shem nung buhay si Abraham. And you will learn that when you learn Bible chronology. But anyway, suffer it to be so now. God called Abraham because Abraham responded to Shem's lesson about Jehovah God. So God called Abraham. Abraham left, departed Babylon, and went to Canaan. The land of Canaan. Now, we talked about this last week. The name Canaan is one of the grandsons of Noah. That was his land. Well, God is intending to give that to Abraham. So, nung dumating si Abraham sa Canaan, remember, he bought a piece of property, Machpelah. And your nanay visited the cave of Machpelah. Nung nagbisita siya sa Israel, yung nanay ni Ate Tess, biro mo, nakita niya yung nicho ni Abraham and Sarah. So, yun ang unang property na binili ni Abraham at ipinagkaloob sa kanya ng mga Canaanites. And he purchased it properly with money. That was his land. Legally, divinely, and socially, it was his. Kaya lang, nung umalis sila sa Canaan, naging alipin sila sa Egypt. Naalala ninyo yon, right? Nagdala ng bayani ang Diyos para alisin sila sa pang-aalipin ng Egypt. Sino yon?
Moses.
Okay, so you should be familiar with these names. Abraham's son is? Isaac. Isaac's son is?
Jacob.
And Jacob had 12 sons. What's the son that became the assistant Pharaoh?
Joseph.
So Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. So I was reviewing this with the boys' class and they were okay. Marami na ka na nakalimot. So we'll go back and review all that anyway. So now God used Moses to free them from Egypt, take him to the wilderness. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Moses died, Joshua took over, and now Joshua is getting ready to take over Canaan and bring it back to Israel again, like it's supposed to be. By the way, bakit inantala ng Diyos yung pagsakop ng Israel? Bakit hindi ka agad? Well, may dahilan. Tingnan mo ang Genesis 15. There's a reason why the land did not become Israel until later, because God is fair and just and holy. Look at Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15, verse number 14. Genesis 15, 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But verse 16, but in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Hindi pa time para sakupin ang kailanan. Pinagbibigyan ko pa sila ng oras na magsisi. So tingnan mo ang habag ng Diyos. He gave them 200 years to repent. Plus 40 years wilderness wandering. So let me ask you a question. Is 240 years enough time for someone to repent? Yes. It's more than a lifetime. More than 3 lifetimes. No? Halos tatlong lifetime para magsisi ang tao. Biro, pwede naman yung ipasakop ang Amorite, yung Canaan, yung lupa na yan, kaagad-agad. Pero sabi ng Diyos, hindi pa sapat yung kanilang kasalanan. So, bawat bansa pala, bawat lungsod, bawat city, may mga level pala ng kasalanan. Akala ko yung kasalanan, personal lang. No, may national account, may regional account. Ayun o. So, question, kumusta kaya yung sin account ng Pinas? Baka ano, overdue na tayo. Ano kaya yun? Sin account ng USA. Huh? What's the sin account of the United States of America? And they've been shedding innocent blood legally for over 55 years. I don't even want to think about that. Pero tingnan mo yung habag ng Diyos. Pero ngayon, tapos na. Wala na. Wala na yung mercy of God. Ngayon, papasok na sila, papaslangin na nila yung men, women, children. And that's one of the challenges. Yung mga evangelicals ngayon, ayaw na nila sa Book of Joshua. Hindi nila alam kung paano interpret yung how do we take this? Spiritualize na lang natin. No? May dahilan kung bakit inutusan sila ng Diyos na i-wipe out ang Canaan. Para pagpasok nila sa Canaan, hindi nila mapulot yung ugali ng dating buhay. Yeah. So, question ngayon, sa mga churches ngayon, napupulot ba natin yung ugali ng world? Yes. Yes. Oh, na-infect yung church ng world. Yung church ba nagbibigay ng difference ng liwanag sa mundo? Hindi. Parang yung church ang kumukuha ng liwanag ng mundo eh. Today, nowadays. Anyway. All right, so ngayon, eto naman yung last portion. The covenant of the officers to Joshua, verse number 12 hanggang verse number 18. So let's read it together. Ready? Joshua chapter 1, verse 12 to 18 together. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall possess before your brethren armed, and all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord hath given you your brethren rest, and has given you. They also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them, and they shall return unto the land of your possession, and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan towards the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only let the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. And whosoever be that rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words, and to all that command against him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Okay, so sa map natin, makikita natin dito yung bahagi ng Israel na sinasabing east, sa east portion. Doon nakastay yung Reubenites, Gadites, at saka Manasseh. Yung Manasseh nasa gitna. Ngayon, yung tatlong tribu na yon, sabi ni Joshua, kayo nag-stay na, nag-rest na kayo dito, may lupa na kayo dito, tumulong naman kayo sa iba niyong mga kapatiran para masakop natin ito at masakop natin ito at masakop natin ito. At pag nakapagpahinga na yung inyong mga kapatiran, pwede na rin kayong magpahinga. So don't forget that God gave them this eastern part but not the western part yet. And the three tribes that are responsible to send military men to help the rest of them conquer the land of Canaan. Okay? So nangako naman, they pledged their loyalty. And so, tapos wala pa silang tolerance sa kasalanan. And the key word here is the word remember. Verse number 13. Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. So, naalala ninyo yung pangako ninyo, kayong mga tribu kayo. Now remember, this is the tribes that Moses said, be sure your sin will find you out if you don't help the conquering of Canaan. Kayong mananagot. So, nangako naman sila, we will obey, we will follow. And so, now, question. Sa preparation ng Israelite, ng mga ni Joshua at yung kanyang mga tauhan, masasabi ba natin, did they trust in God in their preparation? Or the fact that they're preparing, does that demonstrate that they are not trusting in God? No. Their preparation is in conjunction with trusting in God. Sinabi na ng Diyos, sa verse number 2, unto the land which I do give to them. I'm giving you this land, Joshua. It's yours. It's your land. Now take it. Oh. Ngayon, si Joshua naman, I will prepare to take it. Oh. Yung preparation ba niya, salungat sa trusting in God, or magkasama yung dalawa? Magkasama. So, malaking lesson ito, we prepare because we trust in God. Yung result sa kanya, pero yung preparation sa atin yon. Okay? And you can examine your life. Anong area ng buhay are you preparing with a heart trusting that God will give you the results that He wants you to have? Okay? Every Sunday school teacher should prepare. Kaya nga, pag Sabado nga ng gabi, nakaprepare na dapat lahat. Why? Kasi inaasahan natin yung God ang magbigay sa atin ng victory for Sunday. Sasabihin ko sa inyo, ano kaya yung preparation ng maraming mga churches and pastors ngayon? Sabado ng gabi, ano kaya ang lesson ko? Is that good preparation? No. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Galing. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you for the encouragements we have. I pray that we would put into practice the principles that we find today, Lord, to be pleasing to you, to prepare, to remember these words, to observe, to do all things. Help us to observe, to do all things, Lord. Help us to be strengthened, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. We love you in Jesus' name, amen.